Chris Hordeski has been anxiously looking forward to his next fight ever since, well, his last one. Of course, he recently suffered the first loss of his career, as well as a chance to be crowned the IFL's lightweight champ last December. Well, wait no more, as Hordeski faces IFL newcomer Nate Lamotte this Friday night on the promotion's second show of the year, this one emanating from the Izod Center in New Jersey. Chris, welcome to MMA Rated Radio, my friend.
What's going on, guys?
Great to be talking to you, my man. Everyone's looking forward to you getting back in the ring and hopefully getting back to what you were doing in 07 and previously to that. Is it safe to say that you've finally gotten over that loss to Ryan Schultz in December?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm not going to be the guy that's going to sit around and, you know, and just lick my wounds and what was me. After my fight, I went home and I felt all the things that came together, you know, just kind of the last minute, you know, you get caught up and the year was going so well, and just that last minute finish kind of, you know, really blew me off. But then I came back home to Canada, like I said, rested up, you know, and refreshed myself. And got back to basics, got back to the gym and doing what I do best, and, you know, training and fighting. And definitely going to see it tomorrow night.
There's nothing like a good Canadian winter to get you refreshed for your
well,
career.
Yeah, it's just the thing. I came home and, after I got back and saw everybody and, you know, talked with everybody, I was right back in Vegas. It was nice and warm. And back to training, so it's good.
You know, in the fight game, it's always interesting to see how a fighter responds to that first loss, especially with someone with as much promise as you, someone that people are you know, pinning as one of the top young stars of the lightweight division. How do you deal with something like that? I mean, everyone talks about the mental aspect of this fight game. Is that something that for the first time in your career you really had to focus on?
Well, you know, I'm very fortunate, you know, with the support group that I have, you know, with me, that if they don't care, win, lose, or draw, you know, I'm the same guy. So I don't have the weight on my shoulders that some people may have that, you know, coming into a fight. You know, this is all fun for me. And, you know, my team and was, you know, right helping me, you know, get back on the wagon, and I'm ready to go. You know, we worked hard down in the Extreme Couture, and, you know, I'm excited. You know, my body's healed up and refreshed, and I'm excited for tomorrow.
Is that the kind of loss where you just say, okay, everything went wrong, I'm not going to watch it, and I'm just going to go back to doing what I do best, focusing on this next fight? Or did you actually sit down and sort of, you know, take notes of what you think went wrong to try not to replicate those mistakes again?
I think, yeah, you know, it was a fight where everything went wrong. And so it wasn't that long of a fight to be studying. I know what I had to work on, and, you know, and I got the right people with me that, you know, to put me there. And, you know, Randy Couture, you know, working out with him on a daily basis, you know, that's helping me out, you know. And then I got Sean Tompkins. He's my man, and he's perfecting my craft for, you know, the stand-up and keeping me sharp and, you know, making sure I do what I do best, you know, stand-up. So put it all together and, you know, we got a recipe for success.
Final question on that last bout, because we want to focus on the present right now. But I know prior to the fight against Ryan Schultz, you'd said that it doesn't matter to you with all the changing of opponents and all that stuff that was going on leading up to the World Grand Prix Finals. But looking back now, is it possible that all that uncertainty might have played a factor in you not putting forth your best effort?
No, absolutely not. I put in, you know, damn, I overdid it. You know what I mean? I worked my ass to the bone, you know what I mean, for that fight, for all my fights. That Grand Prix, you know, that was physically fatiguing on me. You know, I worked real hard, and no excuse. Ryan, you know, every dog has his day, and he found it. You know, that was a great shot for him to to come in and he capitalized on a great opportunity. Give him respect. He's a great fighter and he did the right thing. The opponent switching, it was out of my hands. Nothing I could have done. So.
All right, so Friday night, it's you, it's Nate Lamotte. He's also making his IFL debut. And, there's a bunch of title fights on this card, but I think it's safe to say that everyone's looking forward to your return to the ring to see how you will respond. What are your thoughts on Nate? Because, you look at his record, okay, 6-2, never fought in the IFL before. Is this a, you're coming off of a title fight, now you fight a guy like this. Is this sort of a tune-up for better things to come for you in Elite, or do you consider him a viable threat to you once again?
There is no, such thing. It's an easy fight. Everybody's got a shot. And, Nate's going to come out there and he's going to try to make a name for himself. But I'm not going to let my name be that name. So I'm going to take it to him. I'm going to take it to him and I'm going to show him this is the IFL and this is what we're about.
He's never fought on any televised cards before. That said, though, have you had a chance to watch any of his previous fights?
I've got a lot of a conversation with people that have, been to these shows, been to the events that he's participated in. So I know what his game's about, but no secret, not a lot of people are going to want his fan to trade. I'm ready for him.
Have you had any discussions thus far? What is that? Are there like plates breaking over there or something?
Yeah, we're at the Olive Garden.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Because it sounds like one of those great parties where people break plates on the floor.
Yeah, there's just facts. Just got blown. Somebody might lose their job.
All right. Anyhow, have you had any discussions with the folks at the IFL as to when you will be receiving a rematch against Ryan Schultz? I know he has about coming up in May, but that said, you'd have to think that one or two wins and you're right back in there.
Yeah, I don't want to think too far ahead. And this sport is the type of sport where you can't think too far ahead. You know what I mean? Because things can change real quick. And I'm thinking Friday night, and that's about it right now. I want to get back on the horse and back on the winning ways.
So, you mentioned
rebound off last year.
Absolutely, and you mentioned that you've spent a lot of your time at Extreme Couture. Obviously, in the IFL, it's known now as Team Topkins. Quickly, what do you think of all that stuff of not being allowed to use the Extreme Couture name? I know it's all the same to you guys, but does it make you scratch your head a little bit?
All
the Extreme Couture not being able to use their name on the IFL show and now having to change it to Team Tompkins.
I think just with the situation with Brandy, there's nothing that can be done. It's a courtroom battle, and for the fighters, we know we got Sean Tompkins. For me, It's great because Sean's been with me for so many years. Just showing, giving him just the more credit, that Randy putting his team in his hands, really. It just shows how many people have faith in this guy. He is the real deal. But with the courtroom battle with the UFC, I'm not sticking in my head in that. That's between Randy. He knows what's best for him and his family. And, he's a smart man. You got to give Randy Couture a lot of respect outside the ring just as much as you do in, because he's a smart man, and give him all the credit in the world.
Absolutely. Well, what is it like for you, a relative newcomer to the sport, to get to spend so much time in Vegas at Extreme Couture and the veritable who's who list of fighters that hangs out over there?
Well, it gives you a real confidence, that I don't think you can get any other way. You're on a day-to-day basis, you're in a room packed with UFC, Pride, K1, you know, Veterans, IFL, Strikeforce, Elite, every organization, you know, in this in the world, you know, that they got fighters fighting in. So it's crazy, you know. For me, I got the chance to train with one of my heroes, Ray Seffel. You know, he's the one guy I've been looking up for, up to, you know, for years now on the kickboxing circuit. And, you know, I had a chance for him to, you know, to watch me train. And, you know, that's huge. That's huge, man. Like, it gives you a great confidence. So,
and
for somebody as young as me, you know, I'm living a great life. But it's all there. You know, I worked hard, so I'm real happy to be here.
Training over there, it seems as though it might be as pressure-packed as being in a fight, just wanting to keep up with all those other big names, right, on a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly. You know, every day is a scrap. You know what I mean? But the thing is, nobody hides any secrets. Nobody tries to be, put all their tricks in their black bag. You know, it's open, you know. We'll help each other out, and the steel really sharpens the steel.
All right, before I let you go, what's the contract situation like with the IFL right now?
Oh, I'm definitely, that's my home for 2008, and, you know, I love what they're doing for me and what they've done, so I'm with them till the end of the year.
Is there
end of the calendar year, 2008.
Any thought in the back of your mind that maybe you want to sort of test your strengths against? I mean, there's Elite out there. There's the UFC. You mentioned K1, what they're doing over in Japan. Is that something that you start to think about now? And I'm sure you're going to give me the answer that I expect, but, you know, be honest.
Well, you got to think, you know, you're a competitive person, and you're always going to be watching the show. You know, I'm a huge fan of the sport. You're watching the show, and you're always thinking, how do I size up there? How do and, you know, it's definitely in the future. I can see myself, you know, touring around. But right now, IFL is my home, and I'm representing them, and I'm going to give them the best Chris Oredeschi that I can on any given night. And I'm real happy to be there. But like you said, you know, no longer is the UFC just the only show in the town. And I think if anybody saw the show on the last weekend, you know, the Elite show, the Kung Lee, Frank Shamrock fight, that proof's in the pudding. A lot of the names, you know, weren't heard of. The undercard, and they were some great fights on that show. And tomorrow night, we're going to try to do it again, and we can bang.
Absolutely, Chris. We're very excited to see you back in the ring, coming off that tough loss. It's Friday night, Izod Center, Chris Oredeschi against Nate Lamott on the second offering by the IFL for 2008. Best of luck on Friday, Chris, and obviously beyond as well.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me. And like I said, man, Friday night, I'm back in action, back in business.